The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door, and it's time to
open. Well, I'll tell you something really cool. This is Dr. Val here. You're listening to Waking Up in America. I'm right here with Louis Constantine and Randy Shannon. And Mike and Randy and I are all in different locations. And Louis, I'm in Draper, Utah. Randy, you're in. Is it Miami? No. Margate?
Yeah, I'm in Miami. I'm in Miami today.
And Louis, tell everybody where you are.
Oh, this is Louis. I'm in Albuquerque in the studio.
He's hanging out with me.
I'm more excited than that. You're being very cool.
I'm hanging out with Mike.
There you go. So here we are. We're all over the place, and that's the beauty of radio. You'd never be able to track all this stuff if we were doing television. So I came to Draper to hang out with a dear friend. His name is Ron Zeller, and his wife is Mary Louise Zeller, who is actually the person who sponsors this show. She is 20-time Taekwondo champion, national Taekwondo champion, gold medalist, and she didn't even start till she was 47, and now this amazing human being is in her 70s, and she is the number 5 distributor in the entire world for Kayani. So you can imagine the kind of dedication, magic, and persistence it takes to actually accomplish what she's accomplished. So I'm sitting in Ron's chair. He's not here this morning. And I'm looking at dear Mr. Zeller in his 70s, and I think he's 81 or something like that now, decided that he wanted to get into powerlifting. Now, for those of you who know anything about powerlifting and or long-distance running, you know that the two of them go together. Well, nobody told Ron that. So within a year or so, he became the champion of the entire world in his age group in powerlifting, and I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He's also master of the conversation of ageless. Okay, and ageless has to do with the recognition of the phoenix. You know, I was looking at some pictures of World War II, and I was just devastated by the devastation of the cities that were turned into rubble. And Ron and his son Ron and our friend Pete Laubach, who I actually drove here with, we went to see the Monument Men. And that's about that period of time. A really cool movie. I recommend it, by the way. But one of the things that you see, you saw in that movie too, was a reminder of how things get totally destroyed. And the conversation of the phoenix is the fact that after destruction, the firebird burns, and then it resurrects again. So I'm looking at one of Ron's phoenixes that they're here in his office, and on the cover of this guy's book, Aging and Ageless, is the phoenix. And it says, rise like a phoenix from the myth of aging. And that whole thing opens up a whole enormous conversation of immortality. And when people think of immortality, what comes up usually are conversations about the Bible. You know, where in the Bible people live to be 900 years old, and you go, well, did they really? Or things of that nature. On Ron's desk, he has a picture of Muktananda. No, it's Oh, gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Paramahansa Yogananda?
Who started the Shrine of Self-Realization? Who is that?
Paramahansa Yogananda.
Thank you. So I'm sitting here at Ron's desk. He has a picture of Jesus Christ and Yogananda on his desk, okay? So that's part of his inspiration. And then also, have any of you ever heard of Eugene Whitworth?
Sounds familiar. What was it about?
He wrote a book called The Nine Faces of Christ.
Okay, that's probably.
And Eugene was a friend of mine too. He has since gone to the other side or passed on or whatever you want to call it. His physical body did that. When I used to talk to Gene and we would discuss all these wonderful spiritual things, he would talk to me about how he had continuous memory to the time of Christ. Does that blow your mind?
It does.
Yeah. So,
wait a second.
Have any of you, Mike, or
say that again? Say that again. I'm sorry. What did you say? Did you say continuous memory?
Yes.
Well, that's just hard to fathom.
Right. That's what you know. The fortunate thing about this is that I knew him for a number of years, so I took him. He gave at face value. He took me. He would give me incidences. Once he was telling me, Lewis, that he was in his bedroom and he was asleep, and when he woke up, there were figures standing at the feet of his bed giving him instructions. I guess he was an engineer or something prior to turning into a book author, okay? And he woke up and these beings were at the foot of his bed telling him that his life was going to change and he was to be in service, right? So he kind of like turned over and pulled the pillow over his head, right? And then they said to him, "We will demonstrate this to you tomorrow." Right. So he was out on the terrace with some of his friends at work, and they were having a conversation when these two men drove up, stopped in front, and gave him got out of the car and came over, and they gave him this like really incredible ring, okay? And they told him that this was his seal or his covenant for the work to come. And after that, he stopped being an engineer, and he started being a writer, and he started having memories, okay? See, what I think he did, Lewis, was I think Eugene Whitworth accessed his soul. Because his soul has continuous memory. And that's the conversation that I was really thinking about today, because as I've been reading... as I've been reading Ron's book, and it's a brilliant book. You can actually get it at Amazon. It's called Aging or Ageless, Rise Like a Phoenix from the Myth of Aging, Ron Zeller. This guy is amazing. This guy's wife is amazing. This guy's friends are amazing. In fact, yesterday we were actually talking about creating a museum, the Zeller Museum of Heroes and Champions, and we were saying that we'd actually induct a certain number of people into the historical part of the museum every year, and what they would do is they would send in their resumes and why they thought they should be included in the Museum of Superheroes and Champions. And then we would pick a certain number of people that had elected themselves each year. I think that's the conversation of the soul, Lewis, and I think that continuous memory could be possible for everybody that really sought it. That's my personal opinion on this thing. Any comments?
I agree. I absolutely agree, but we're not quite there yet. How's that?
When you say we're not quite there yet, are you speaking for yourself?
I'm speaking for myself and for the whole of humanity.
Well, wow. I don't think you can speak for the whole humanity because I think, Eugene Whitworth was certainly part of humanity, and I tell you, the more work I do, the more access I have. There's a woman, Lewis, named Valerie Hunt. She's a professor emeritus. I was trying to find the stuff on the internet this morning, but the phone is too hard to work with, and I couldn't get into the internet here. She's a professor emeritus at UCLA, and Valerie Hunt is a person you only get to visit like once in your lifetime, except she let me come twice because we had the same name. And I was sitting over at her
house. That's not fair, by the
way.
In
her library, which was larger than the room I'm in right now, which is not exactly small. And the entire walls of this room were paneled with books that she had taken her notes in over the years. And she was actually working with accessing past lives and continuous memory, okay? So the particular day that I arrived there, there was a pyramid on her that she had in the room that she worked with people in. And it was really a pretty good size. It was probably about 3 feet high, you know, a pyramid at the base. And she asked me for my driver's license because it seems that the National Institute of Health had just shipped this thing to her for testing. And so she put my driver's license in there, and I said, well, what can we do with this thing? I mean, what are you up to? And she said, we're actually going to go into past lives with you, and we're going to do it right now. And what accentuates the process is the picture. It somehow, the equipment could use the picture, and the National Institute of Health wants me to check this out for them. I went, okay. So I laid down on her table where she works with people, and she did some laying on of hands and some conversation with me, and the next thing I knew was I was inside of, like, it occurred so brilliant. It was like being inside of an MGM movie or something like that, Technicolor movie, and I was zipped right back to Gethsemane and Christ's resurrection. And I was a Roman soldier standing in the garden in the middle of the night about 3 o'clock in the morning, and Christ comes out of, and Christ comes out and greets everyone, and it was like, holy ghost, and she's there the whole time, and then she asked me questions afterwards, and I said, I don't get it. I mean, I don't think Christ came up back out in the middle of the night. And she says, actually he did. And she said, that's actually one of the ways we can verify what you're saying. She says, I've actually collected data in different ways from all kinds of people. So continuous memory can be accessed, the soul memory, if you have the right ways to do it. And there are, I'm going to say, Lewis, that you were probably 98% correct. There's probably like 2% of the population of the world that can do these kinds of things.
Yeah, but people don't know how to tap into it.
Yeah, they don't. And I mean, even I who have been in it, that's part of why I think it's important to read Ageless or Aging, because you actually have to step out of the box of the concept that you and I have of linear time, Mike. We think it's a straight line direction, and it's actually a tube torus. A tube torus actually looks like a donut. So inside the tube torus, time actually, the past, present, and future actually touch each other, and it's a very interesting thing. So time is, we've made time a linear concept so that we can grasp it. So aging or ageless, are we talking about the body, or are we talking about the soul? If you want to be ageless and you want to have a sense of your agelessness, you actually have to get in touch with your soul. And I really think that a lot of the world is being distracted. Randy's got some interesting stuff that she wants to put into the show in a few minutes. But the world is being distracted by chaos. And Randy has a bit to say about that. So do I, because one of the things, if you go to our website at wakingupinamerica.com, you'll actually see that you have, there's a link there to Galactic Federation calls through Sheldon Neidel. And I have been participating on those calls for, I think, close to 2 years now. And that's the conversation of what the Galactic Federation will do. So, Randy, do you want to share with our listeners what we were talking about this morning?
Yeah, this past week, and I'd heard this gentleman's name before, his name is Joel Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N, and he wrote a book. He wrote a book called Jig Relocation, and it's a North American guide to safe places, and it touches on the states in our country and even Canada, where it would be safe to go if we were ever attacked by countries like Russia and China. Now, this guy has a bio a mile long. I would love to get him on the show, former military high up. And he breaks down where all the bases are across our country. He believes we will be attacked by Russia and China, and he believes that all this stuff that we're doing in other countries where we look like a bully to the world, he believes that's all on purpose. And one of the reasons that Obama has basically cut off the head of our military, he has fired over 200
Good Lord.
People, yes, including the ones that have the keys to the nuclear things out in, I think it was North or South Carolina. He got rid of them. He's fired all these people that have all these secrets that are about the security and safety of our country. He's gotten rid of them. And so if we're nuked, are we not supposed to have that word and then we fire back? Well, he says, and I have heard this before, that when that happens, Obama's going to let us get attacked, and he will not give those codes out for us to unleash our counterattack. And he says that we're looking like these bullies to the whole world, and they're eventually going to attack us, but it would be somewhere by 2020 because China is not ready yet, and we will be nuclear attacked. So if you live near a base, plan on getting hit. If you live in a big city, it's going to probably get wiped out.
Well, you're saying Obama is going to be here in 2020 running the country?
Well, he may not be the one at that time, but you know what? His people, as soon as he hit the second election, or as soon as he was elected the second time, he had a scout team basically go and apply and try to change the rule that he can have a third term. So that is in play. It is being sought quietly.
Thank God I listened to the Galactic Federation, because my story is way more fun than this one, Randy.
Well,
no, I'm not saying it's, I don't, honest to God. You know, you're not going to, we can't say what was true until later, and even then we're not sure what's true. You know, we're a combination of the stories that we hear, but that story sounds like a story designed to freak out the world.
Well,
okay?
Val, I think that if you, I do agree that probably time is really just a figment of our imagination, if you will. It's what helps us live in this physical reality. But since you're one of those folks that can access continuous memory, which should go forward and backward, why don't you do that and let us know exactly what's going to happen?
I have gone into the future.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't gone into the future on this particular conversation because I just first heard it this morning.
All right. Next week.
But I actually have gone into the future. I mean, one of the things that we do at Landmark is we go into the future. But we go into the future. I'm trying to think of the name of the process. Oh, the Merlin process, okay? We go into the future, stand in the future, and then design how we got there, and we say how we got there. And here's another thing that's really interesting, Lewis, inside of this conversation, is that it is actually even possible. Have you seen those virtual machines where people put on the virtual glasses and then they're inside of a reality and they play in it? Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, sure have.
Okay. So it's possible that's what we're all doing.
Oh, of course.
It's possible that in Randy's future, if she is in this, it's like she's wearing virtual glasses, and that will be the future she ends up in.
I think
it's
that's
possible
true.
Possible that I could be ending up. My future always involves other places. My future includes, this is, you can tell how much fun I have with life, Lewis. My future actually includes being on a space way station, and guess who I am? Captain Kirk.
Very cool.
You're weird. You
I'm going to be Bones.
I'm weird, but you know what? It's fun.
I'm going to be Bones.
Weird. And listening to the Galactic Federation calls, I decided, Ron and I, as I told you, we love to play games. So next week, Captain Zeller is going to come on the show. We're going to do an interview this week because he's got just so much going on. We're going to do a brief interview this week of about 20 minutes, and Captain Zeller is going to let us know what's been important to here on Earth, because he's planning. He hasn't told me what planet he wants to go to yet. I was suggesting Venus, because who wouldn't want to go to a planet of love? But he's kept a tight lip on this one.
How about the planet? How about the planet of California?
No. Well, I live in the planet of California, and frankly, I'm looking for another planet.
You know, Val.
I can give you states. I can tell you states.
Pardon?
I said I can tell you the states.
Yeah.
To Joel Skousen, he lists basically only four that are going to go through what he says is coming. what he thinks will come, unless there's major changes like your Galactic Federation states. But he gives a rating of one, or actually 0 out of 5 stars. And the 5-star states are, one of them is where you are, Val, in Utah.
Huh.
A 5-star state. And actually, I might have exaggerated that. Wyoming is a 4-star state. Idaho is a 5-star. Montana is a 4.5. And those are basically the best ones.
Okay, so you want to hear what the Galactic Federation is saying?
Yes.
The Galactic Federation, you know how we talk about global warming, okay? I was on the Galactic Federation call last Sunday with Sheldon and Colleen.
Okay.
And what they are saying is that the entire, it's not just the United States and the U.S. and the world here that's warming. They say the entire galaxy is warming up. They also say that because of different kinds of forces and things in particular that have happened in this world with heart machines and blah, 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 they're also saying that the poles are going to change. Now, right now we have a pole at the North Pole and we have a pole at the South Pole. Well, many of us have heard that the pole's going to shift. Have you guys heard any of that, have any of you?
I've heard that.
Yeah. Excuse me. So...
as high as I can go.
So speak louder, Randy.
Wow.
Crank up your own personal soul volume.
I can totally do that.
Okay, let me hear you scream, Randy. So what they're saying is that when we think of a pole shift, I was thinking when I've heard this conversation for like 10 or 15 years about pole shifts, I thought that meant the North Pole would become the South Pole and things of that nature. What they're talking about in the pole shift, and this could have to do with what we were talking about earlier in the virtual reality game, where we have a yin and a yang, maybe the representations of the North and South Pole. What they're saying in the Federation is that the pole will actually unite in the center of the Earth. So there'll be one pole, it'll be dead center on the Earth. They're also saying that currently the access to the North and the South Pole are actually the entrance to Agartha, which is A-G-A-R-T-H-A. Agartha, yes, Agartha. And that the Agartha is actually, when we talk about going to heaven, that Agartha is actually in the center of the Earth, and Agartha is actually heaven. And just to make your mind go crazy, the inner Earth is supposed to be actually bigger than the outer Earth. Where we would agree, Randy, is that the surface of the Earth is going to change dramatically.
Can I still get to see Santa Claus, depending on the poles come together?
You know what? If you let yourself go into the fifth dimension, you will be able to see anything you want to see.
I can't get past the first dimension. Sorry.
But you're in the third right now, okay? And what the Galactic Federation says is that we are being upgraded from 7 to 13 chakras. And in the by the time we hit the fifth dimension, which would be the 13 chakras, they say that we would be able to manifest. I don't know if any of you guys have seen a replicator. I've actually seen videos of the replicators. Like Jay Leno has one of them. I could take Ron's Aging and Ageless book and put it in a replicator, and it would actually give me another Aging and Ageless book, and even to the point where tools and things like that, all the moving parts work.
I thought all we needed was Kayani.
Kayani will give us the juice to enjoy all of this and to face it in a strong and powerful way. I feel sad for people that aren't taking Kayani, actually, because they may be just listlessly dreaming in their chairs going, gosh, this isn't anything I'm strong enough to do. I'm really glad you brought that up, because yesterday something incredibly interesting happened. Lori was over here helping work in Ron and Mary Louise's house, and she was wearing a Kayani shirt. And I asked her, I said, so are you seriously into this Kayani thing too? And it was like she took the time to tell me a story that had me in tears. This woman loves to assist differently abled children, you know, kids that have all different kinds of syndromes and hearing difficulties and blindness and things of that nature. And she has adopted 13 children. And I can't even imagine that I have enough trouble with two kids and a cat, you know?
Yeah, 13.
She's taken on 13 of them. But here's what's really interesting. She's given them Kayani. One of her deaf children has his hearing back. Her brother, who was in terrible circumstances with liver failure and things of that nature, he was having dialysis like every day and looking gray and sick and in a wheel, all kinds of stuff, you know. He's not doing that anymore. The most powerful conversation I've ever heard about Kayani was from Lori yesterday. Plus, the business of the Kayani business, she went from being in debt, wanting to almost on the verge of being crazy, to driving around in a nice car. Kayani gives out nice cars. And the list of things that are happening with the people in her life through Kayani, and it's always your family. You start to talk to your family about Kayani or whatever it is you're up to, and they go, leave me alone. We don't want to hear more of your crap, you know?
By the way, does Kayani give out smart cars or BMWs?
Whatever you ask for.
Really?
Kayani gives you a monthly allowance. Like Mary Louise, I think she's a purple diamond. She's fifth in the world now. She'll have a $5,000 a month car allowance. She can have anything she wants.
Now that's when you build up enough clients and.
Well, you can have anything you want. They give you like $2,000 a month.
Oh wow!
If you can't find what you want for $2,000 a month leasing a car, you know, I would imagine you could rent a Rolls Royce for $2,000 a month. You pick the car of your choice. They give you a monthly allowance. The people that started Kayani, they started, I think it was 8 years ago, Mike. They've never taken a cent out of it.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't do it for the profit.
Yeah,
they
that's amazing.
Kayani is in Clinkett is strong medicine. And I'm going to have Lori on here because I was in tears yesterday. I just made this innocent question, you know, to a woman who was working, right? And comes out this heart-rending story of her and her 13 children. So, oh, my God. So, anyway, I don't want to get distracted from the soul here, but look at that soul, for instance. Look at the soul of Lori. Do you know who Nathan Jett is? Have I mentioned him to any of you?
No.
Nathan Jett is the white knight that, along with Jeff Spinard, puts Waking Up in America on the Internet and gives us global coverage for nothing. That's what they do for us because they like this program so much. Okay? Then about 3 or 4 days ago, Nate calls me and says, can I use you as a credit reference? He's been our producer, our in-the-background producer, for probably 10, 15 years now.
He asked
to ask
you?
Me if
he,
I
he
would
asked,
be a referral for him because he wanted to work with these differently abled children.
He asked you for credit reference?
Yep. A character reference.
Oh,
credit
okay.
reference, yeah. Totally did that. Because he used to fly us, he'd get us to come to Arizona. He would get a hotel to wine and dine us. He would give us a really good time. And the whole team would go to Arizona and party every year. It was a wonderful arrangement.
So how many?
Things are a little bit different from that now, but he wanted very much. He's going to be bringing one of these children into his home, and he's working with them on weekends. So I find it very interesting that I get these conversations twice in 1 week from two very different people. So I know that one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that my friend Debbie Ringchop, whose husband goes to dialysis 4 times a week, he's going to get Kayani, okay? Because this guy, he went from like every day to once a week or something like that on Kayani. So I don't know how all these things are happening. This little boy who had been deaf now hears again.
So that's
tell me more than that.
So that's just Kayani. That's all they took. Is that all they took, or?
Yep, that's what they're taking is Kayani. Well, they're taking the triangle pack.
By the way,
oh, Mary Louise's kitty cat, Ariel, was like 18 years old and dying. Okay, I got to see this cat. It's an Abyssinian. I love Abyssinians. So this little cat is a sassy little beast. It's 19 years old now, and it comes over and it's like totally friendly with me. And this little kitty cat was supposed to be dead last year. The vet told her to put it out of its misery, and she gave that little kitty cat, who wasn't eating and was flopping around and being pathetic, Kayani Extreme, the liquid drops, and this cat is totally fine. Okay, this whole thing made me cry personally. Because on my iPad, I actually have a picture of my cat, Clark, that passed away. And I just actually saw it this morning. It makes me cry to think about it, because for some reason I had this brief little video of Clark on the couch, and he's breathing. And the whole idea that Clark, if I'd known about Kayani, I could have given Clark Kayani, and he'd still be here. So that was hard to take. And it was hard to take that if I'd known about Kayani, I think my dog Raven would still be here too, because Raven died at like 11. And all the things that Mary Louise was describing about her kitty cat were what were going on with my dog, who lost the ability to use her legs and her bladder and all of this stuff. And she wasn't too old. She was like 11, which is old, but not too old for a dog. So it's like, once you see what this product has done for people, it's crazy. I mean, we can talk about it every week, and we can tell you how great Kayani is, and you should check it out, and you should do this and that and the other thing. But when I look at Kayani, how Kayani lives in people's lives, this has got to be a contribution to the soul, you know? And maybe we're just spiritually ready at a certain time. I don't know how all that works, but by God, it was hard to watch Clark breathing there this morning and thinking he could have still been breathing if I'd known about Kayani. Somebody else talk, because I feel like crying right now.
You are on an amazing roll, Val.
Pardon?
I said you're on an amazing roll. I'm going to just...
Yeah, I am. I totally am. Do you realize I'm sitting in a room with phoenixes in it?
No, I can't imagine what that's like.
I'm sitting in an elegant chair. I'm sitting in Ron Zeller's chair, the man who helped over 200,000 people create futures for themselves and relationships for themselves. A man who, this is the guy that ran 100-plus mile races in his younger years. Can you even conceive of 100 miles?
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Did he run the whole thing himself, or did he do like a handoff?
He ran the whole thing himself. He actually ran more than 100, but I can't remember the exact amount. I think he actually did one that was over 150.
Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about. I have a friend here who actually knows him and mentioned about him being in the race. This person has done the same thing, the same runs. In fact, they know...
It was Badwater. One of the ones that he's in is Badwater. And Pete Laubach, honest to God, you meet Pete Laubach. He's one of the most special creatures on the face of the earth, too. The community that I stepped into when I stepped into these lives, these future lives, I created that, by the way, Lewis. I said what kind of people I wanted to have in my future, and I got them. I totally got them. And by the way, you're part of that, my friend.
So
when I speak to you about certain issues, it's coming from this kind of quality and this kind of possibility.
Well, I want to take you back a little bit to something you said earlier, which also really relates to what you're saying now. And that's, you were talking about Randy's vision, not Randy's vision of the future, but what she was reading about. I'm not going to say this is your vision, Randy. You know, versus what you're hearing from the Galactic Federation. And that is that one of the implications, if I understand correctly, of quantum physics is that we actually live in a super imposition of realities. That is to say, the concept of parallel universes or parallel lives is probably correct, or at least that's an implication, which means that you can have one vision of reality, and you could actually move into that from wherever you happen to be now, and someone else
can
have...
That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, that is exactly what you're saying, and it's possible that that sometimes accounts for a phenomenon we've all experienced, and that is that you and I have a conversation, and we recall that conversation quite differently.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So I think that's one of the ways that we can think about this, and one of the ways that maybe we can come to an acceptance of what might seem like an impossibility. So when I was saying that humanity as a whole could not participate in continuous memory, I didn't mean that there weren't specific individuals who, you know, were able to access that. But I think, you know, for most people, it's a little hard to accept. And it really just takes a little bit of effort to sort of explore what, again, quantum physicists, let alone people who function in a very spiritual way, really tell us, because they basically come to the same point. So I think that, you know, you're definitely onto something here, and we're glad to be part of it with you.
Oh, well, that's...
While we've been talking, I did go over to Amazon and threw the book in my shopping cart. So
well, you know what? I'll get an autograph for you, Toots.
Awesome.
Oh, I was talking to Ron yesterday, and I said, you know what? I want you to autograph at least 100 of these books.
That'll be
awesome. So that people can actually have autographed copies of them. So I'll ask him to send you a note or something like that, and I'll tell him that my co-host, Randy Shannon, has already bought the book, and I want him to send you an autograph.
Well, I have it up here on Amazon.com as well. I'm looking at it along with Skousen's book. Hey, I want one of those too.
Well, go order it right now. I love this.
I will.
It's so much fun. This is the power of communication and community. You know, one of the things that's really special about Landmark Education is that we all got taught service. Like, Pete Laubach and I, if you put us together, we're bloody dangerous, okay? Thursday morning, we were thinking it would be a good idea to come visit Ron and Mary Louise, and we had all this list of stuff that absolutely had to be done, and we didn't know how we could possibly pull it off. And on top of it, we drove in a natural gas van.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. It turns out that, and Pete, he's one of these meticulous, he's got one of the great personalities on the planet. He's just the guy that makes everything work, okay? That's just what he does. And he's been Ron's personal assistant for years, and he used to be our engineer on Waking Up in America, and he's just one of these bright spirits, right? So it turns out that natural gas stations don't happen that often. So he got in and he got all this plotting, and he'd never driven. I don't think he'd ever driven. He'll have to correct me when he hears this. But I think he drove the van. I don't think it's been driven outside of California. So for us to come to Draper, Utah by natural gas was an interesting adventure. Plus, actually finding the first natural gas station, they had the wrong address.
Oh, no.
So we were driving around. Oh, we didn't leave till 2 in the morning either, by the way. Did I throw that in? So we finally did track down the first natural gas station, and we went along, and we made it across to Utah in 12 hours. And I think 3 of that was looking for natural gas stations. I'm actually exaggerating, but it's one of the great adventures of my life. So here I am traveling with somebody when both of us had schedules that were, like, virtually impossible. He happens to be into, my memory is better sometimes than another, but I think it's something about certain kind of food that he calls, it's unprocessed food.
Okay.
So the whole time we're traveling, he's actually stocked the van with coconut milk and different little snacky goodies that are totally healthy and fabulous and all that kind of great stuff. And by the way, you don't get hungry. Even when you eat small amounts of that stuff, somehow your hunger goes away.
That's because
it actually has nutrients.
Dr. Val, hold on a second. You're just going miles a minute here. That's because it's good food. That's why. That's what your sponsors are all about today.
Right. That's why I said I think the food actually had nutrients in it. So Pete was in charge of the car, with the van, and also nutrients. So after a 12-hour trip, we ended up here in Utah, and here we are. And Pete's actually snoozing in the other room right now. I'll get him on the radio again sometime. But the team and the community, guys, what we put together and our ability to get here, show up here, be here, and the way we get things done, if you gave normal people this assignment, it would take them weeks to pull off what we pulled off in a couple of days.
What do you mean normal
people?
Gave
trained people, skilled people this assignment, they could probably pull it off in 4 days or something like that. But what Ron, what Mary Louise's incredible wife, what Susie, their friend, who's been their friend for years, what Ron, his son, his son's name is Ron too, what I'm able to do, we are able to actually access the field. And Lewis, you seem to be really well trained on expressing things. Can you let our listeners know what I'm talking about when I address the field?
Sure, I could make an effort to do that. So what is the field?
Make it easy. Field por favor.
Well, it's the thing about our existence is that, you know, we look like we're real, like we're physical entities, we are, you know, but there is actually a place where we come from and where all of the reality that we experience originates, and that is from a place that is not yet manifest in the physical reality. So it is simply the origin, it's the energetic origin of everything, and it is the place where when consciousness and attention is focused, we begin to create the reality in which we live, or the seeming reality. So the field is just it's the source, if you will, of creation. And the creation arises out of one's very specific creativity, one's choices, one's thoughts. That may be hard to fathom, but yet again, it's one of the things that the quantum physicists ultimately tell us is real.
And by the way, folks, now, last time I had this conversation on the radio, one of our listeners got very upset with me and actually said they weren't going to speak to me again. I'm going to risk that, okay, because I love that particular listener, because I'm going to tell you something. All of us Christians here, that's exactly what Jesus Christ was talking about in the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer was translated from Aramaic by Rocco Arrico, and Christ knew about the field, okay? Because what he said was, pray, and the word pray does not mean throw yourself to the ground, get on your knees, and beg God to give it to you. Pray means to go out into the field and get that which is yours. And In the Galactic Federation, when they talk about us being elevated from the third to the fifth dimension, in this dimension we have to work for what we get, okay? In the fifth dimension we can actually thought manifest. So if Mike says Santa Claus will be standing there. His concept of Santa Claus.
I'm still waiting there. Dr. Val,
if we say dancing, we'll be dancing. It manifests, thought manifests. The Buddhists even talk about this, and they have a thing called the thought tree, and there's a Rajneesh tarot deck, Mike, that actually has a picture of a man sitting under a tree dreaming, right? And he sits under the tree and he goes, and somebody has told him that he can do this, and he sits under the tree and he goes, wine, and a glass of wine shows up for him, and then he goes, he likes it. He sees, oh, my God, you know, this is terrific, right? He thought wine and he got wine. And this is in Buddhism yet. So wait a minute.
If you think, then it happens. I've been.
Therefore it is.
Okay, so I've been.
I'm thinking about a lot of land.
Yeah.
Like 100,000 acres. I'm thinking about that right
now. Right. As soon as you hit the fifth dimension, you'll have it.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So okay. I've been.
You're not going to probably. You may have to work way harder to get that in the third. It's not. You can't have that in the third dimension. You can get it in the fifth dimension. But let me finish the story about the tree because it's got a kicker in it. Then he goes for good food. Now we could say, you know, he could go for a great relationship or anything he wants. But then he goes. Oh my God! Somebody may take it away from me, and they do. And then he goes, oh, they might kill me, and they did. Yeah, it's about where do you put your thoughts? What's the power of your thought? Every one of these different groups is talking about it in a different way, but we've been taught to misinterpret it. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He's very famous. He's blonde. He's British. He's like another counterpart of David Wilcock. And I actually have been to one of his seminars, and for some reason, his name, David Icke. David Icke. That's who it is.
David Icke.
Yeah, David Icke is an amazing person. If you ever get an opportunity to be with this dude in person, that would be a good thing.
You know what? For you and for folks out there who are curious about what this might be like, there is actually a lady named Pam Brout who wrote a book, which is called E Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. And so it's a simple little book that takes you through a series of steps that you can do yourself and see exactly that this, in fact, does work.
That's perfect, Lewis. What I'm gonna tell you is play with the way I see it, because actually it's more fun and not as scary. Play with the way the book of aging or ageless sees it. And I'm so pleased, Mike, I haven't heard from you yet that you got on the internet, bought the book, and wish you had its autograph.
You won't let me talk.
I'll leave you the space to do that without, of course, pushing you or manipulating you.
You won't let me talk.
Talk.
I've been thinking about Santa Claus and land and women.
Okay.
And our sponsors.
You want to tell us?
And our sponsors, Dr. Val.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Val. We you were saying something?
No, I was waiting to see if a woman had showed up on Mike's lap yet in the control booth.
It's just two guys here.
You mentioned, and the thing that seemed to have the biggest smile in it.
It's just the two of us here, and we're separated by a wall and a window.
I know. Hey, Mike, what color hair does she have?
Oh, who's our sponsors today?
Oh, well, actually, Lewis and Randy and I were talking about how it'd be kind of fun to have Waking Up in America be more like KCET. So I was going to give a list of the sponsors at the end of the program and thank them all, because, and I can give you that list now. I'm glad you asked. We have Kayani Bites, which is actually Dr. Constantine's conversation, and he puts out a wonderful little newsletter, usually weekly, right, Lewis?
Well, it varies from 1 to 4 times a month, depending on what my other responsibilities are.
Hey, see, there you go. Also, that's fun, and you get to see what he looks like. He's got his arms crossed and a big smile and his doctor's jacket on in case you need to have a doctor look to impress you. I mean, if what he says isn't impressive enough, he's actually an official doctor with his own little stethoscope. So we appreciate you being here. And he's Kayani Bites, and he's actually on the top of the list. You'll see it right there on the internet. Okay, we've also got, below that, we've got a link for the presenting sponsor to from Kayani, and that's my website, and then that actually helps fund this show. And then below that, we have the Kayani webinar on Wednesday evening. That's where you can find out about the product and the business, okay? This is a very good thing, folks, because with the product and the business, this business has taken people that were losing their homes and put, you know, a couple of cars in their garages and got their kids into school. And in Lori's case, it's helping her take care of 13 children that are so bloody lucky to have this woman as their mother, let me tell you. We also, by the way, guys, I found out why we didn't get our Bragg shipment, and I'm trying to get a hold of the woman now. It turns out that the gentleman that was in charge of that actually went to work for another company.
Oh, wow.
That's how we got dropped out of the loop. Anyway, I'm at work on that. Below that, we have Michael of Aquachi. Now, it doesn't show the Aquachi on there. What it shows on there is the telomeres, okay? But Aquachi is, the first one is actually the telomeres, and that's the cap on the DNA. And this particular product helps grow that.
And when the cap on your DNA decreases, you experience something called aging, and your body loses the ability to produce certain things. If that cap is rejuvenated, and a friend of mine actually says that since she's been taking the product, she looks like 20 years younger. So, hey, you can't complain about that. We have Sir Jason Winter Tea. These are all things that strengthen your immune system. We have ear coning, a 5,000-year-old process that actually cleans the eustachian tube, which goes from your collarbone to your ear. Okay, people think of their ear as that thing inside their ear, that thing that's got a lobe on it. It's way more intricate than that. You have bones and things in the side of your head that are part of your ear, but you also have a tube below that that actually gets filled with what I call lymphatic ash. And then a lot of times the chemtrails and stuff are playing havoc with that particular thing. We have drvalerie.com, okay? We have Marketing with the Stars. Drvalerie.com, I'll actually give you a free experience of directed breath. And through directed breath, guys, I've actually accessed the memory of people's ancestors. It's a powerful thing. I actually helped a man clear up his diabetes without even him working on anything from this lifetime. We actually visited his relatives, found out what they were upset about, cleared his relatives' upset, and his diabetes went away.
You're putting us out of work, Val.
The problem, Lewis, a lot of people aren't available to the conversations that we give, Lewis.
Okay.
They can't hear that or believe it. For Paul, he can hear it and believe it. But if you put Paul in the middle of the room and he says, oh, I went to this woman and she did this and that and I don't have diabetes anymore, they go white. So as we talk...
I thought you said Kayani does that, though.
Well, Kayani gets you dreaming. Mine is an official process, Mike. And the official process of going back and clearing the past... That's something that I can do with people over the telephone, and I do. I actually work with a woman in Australia where I'm doing that with her because she wants to find out what hesitations and concerns actually stop her from having what she wants. One of the things we didn't talk about, guys, is when you're in the field, when you're operating from this field that Lewis was describing, what actually stops things from manifesting, guess what the two things that I can think are that would stop you from manifesting in that field?
What?
Doubt and fear.
Okay.
If you keep people doubtful and frightened about the future, they will not be able to enter the field.
But that's actually how we live. I mean, if you look around you and what you see in the newspaper, our minds are filled with negative thoughts of fear.
Well, it's designed, the newspaper is designed, when Randy talks about the master plan for destruction of the world, that's all, what she's talking about is a small tip of what's been planned for us.
We have to monitor our thoughts.
Been controlled by the elite for a long, 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 long time. Any newspaper that's tried to publish good news, it doesn't even stay in business.
That's
if
right.
That's their prime focus. It disappears from business because that's not the master plan. The master plan is keep people doubtful and frightened about their future, and then you can control them. It's real easy. We talk about freedom. If you're afraid, you are not free. Dr. Motormouth, who's talking?
He's so quiet today, and your mic is loud, so... when he talks, you're not hearing him. So it's kind of...
Oh, I can't. I didn't hear him half of the time. Right? It's true. Well, that's one of the downsides. Okay, since you think I've motor mouthed you, why don't you say what wasn't said? Yeah, well, is there anything else you'd like to say? Are they blondes or are they brunettes? Are they redheads? What are they? All colors. And where is your land located? Okay, so I'm going to suggest you go to Landmark Education
and you take their forum, and you learn how to get into the field, and you let me do some emotional clearing with you, and you do the seminars, and I think that in a very short time, you'll have at least one blonde speaking
to
you out.
Rainbow.
New Mexico's a two-star, though.
Andy, any sign-off for you?
Yes, New Mexico, Mike, is only 2 stars out of 5. And get the video. It's well worth
it. I'll go to Wyoming. 30
okay,
seconds.
Okay, Lewis, sign-off for you.
What's that?
You want to? What would you? They're called closing words, Lewis.
Oh, closing words. No, somewhere over the rainbow.
Okay, so we want to thank the guests, past, present, and future. We want to thank the heroes that have come to Waking Up in America, whether you know their names or not. We want to thank the men and women that have made it possible for us to be on the air for 27 years and all the technical experts and the generosity in the background and the listeners. We want to thank you for listening, and we ask you to share this program. We want to thank the spirit of the great people of the past, like Larry Hagman and Dennis Weaver and John Denver and a bunch of names that you might not recognize, for having made the time to be here. And we want to say to you, you're ageless, and whether your physical body lasts as long as you for an eternity, all goes on forever.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through, now your heart.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.